Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And our host on Being Green is John Richards.
Last week I said rather flippantly, 1.5 degrees good, 2 degrees bad. It might have been an echo of Animal Farm, perhaps. If this is new to you, if you weren't listening last week, don't worry, I'll explain. The big debate was in South Korea early this week, where the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, received a very comprehensive report from prominent climate scientists all over the world, pleading for the IPCC, the people President Trump loves to hate, incidentally, the IPCC to change its call for limiting, or rather trying to limit, the rise in global atmospheric temperature from 2 degrees to just 1.5 degrees Celsius by the year 2050. All sounds a bit academic. But now, half a degree doesn't sound like a big deal either, but it is. Projections are that if the climate warms 2 degrees by 2050, the consequences by the end of the century will be devastating. Island states like Vanuatu will just disappear under the sea. Coastlines, our own included, will be deeply affected, low-lying areas flooded. You can fill in the dots when it comes to displaced populations, refugees, etc., etc. And what about supertropical Hurricane Michael that has devastated the coast of Florida in the last few days? Have you seen those videos? They're absolutely terrifying. There will be more of that sort of thing. All this could be reduced considerably if we keep the temperature rise down to 1.5 degrees, say those who know. Who are we? Well, governments, planners, businessmen, industrialists, and you and me. What do we have to do? Not just one thing. There has to be a complete change in our behaviour, a change in lifestyle, to use that useful if overworked word. Diet is a big one, they say. Become a flexitarian, said one expert. Flexitarian, like that word. What did she mean? Eat less red meat, of course, but eat from as wide a repertoire of food sorts as you can. You don't have to go vegan or even strict vegetarian, but if everyone ate from a wide range of food and became aware and critical of what is on the label, that would certainly help. That would have a big impact on agriculture, which would have a big impact on energy usage, which would have a big impact on the emission of greenhouse gases, and so on down the line. Don't use the car for short trips. Walk or catch the My City bus, that's if you're lucky enough to have a route near you. Get on the train, always supposing our incompetent transport authorities can manage to find a train or two. Make a noise and try to engage the politicians. I'll pass on quickly. The climate scientists and policy gurus say it's not a matter of doing some things, but we have to do all of these things. We will have to think climate change and low carbon. Our children will definitely be grappling with climate change adaptations. And as for their children, Well, this has been Solar Energy Week. Did you notice? Seriously, though, we are doing pretty well in South Africa. I looked up things, and headlining many solar electricity projects is Daar's Solar Park, right in the middle of the Karoo, the biggest single project. The solar park houses more than 167,000 solar panels, photovoltaics, stretches across 100 hectares, and generates electricity for 19,000 homes. The Northern Cape is home to more than half of these 112 independent power producers, the IPPs, with more than 19 projects already connected to the grid, the capacity so far 900 megawatts. The projects total over 200 billion rand in investment, and it's claimed they provide 90,000 jobs. A lot of the jobs are not permanent, though, and relate to the construction phase of a project. But it's still impressive. The city of Cape Town is ambitious when it comes to solar and wind, hoping to rise to 20% capacity for electricity generation by the end of 2020. Not so far in the future. That will be a good deal better than the world average, which some analysts have put at just 3%. So, on the face of it, we're doing rather well in South Africa. Well, as I always do, let's take a look at the Earth Systems Research Lab's monitoring figure for carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, measured at high altitude at Mauna Loa in Hawaii. This is one of the most reliable figures in the business. Even the climate change deniers can't knock a hole in it. But Donald Trump can ignore it, and he does. Let's see. It hasn't changed. It's up. The trend is up. It passed 400 parts per million average back in 2014. At present, the trend is for over 410 parts per million next year. Situation normal. Normal. Yeah. Have a good weekend, Mark.
The new normal. Thanks very much there to John Richards with that edition of Being Green, our focus on the environment.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.